Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Hey, Arlene.
Yeah.
Ollie Mars is here.
Yes, Saturday morning.
Is here. Ollie Mars is here.
I'm in the studio.
Can we touch you?
Just you can touch me. There you go.
Oh, hey, listen.
You feel so small.
That is lovely.
Thank you. No, that's good to be here. Good to be in Edinburgh. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you back, Ollie. And you're back doing the music thing sort of full time now. You've got a new single, which we played last week for the first time. You Don't Know Love.
Yes.
It's got a different vibe about it.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
A heartbreak, Arlene. You know what I mean? Someone upset me. Yeah. But it's got that energy, I think, and that you can almost dance to it.
You're breaking my heart
and I'm happy.
Yeah. I mean, you never stopped doing the music, but you did kind of do the other things as well, TV stuff with the X Factor and whatever. Is it good for you to get back to more of your sort of basics of what you do best?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be honest with you, X Factor was only ever really, it's a yearly contract, so it was only really to see how we felt doing it, how it felt. I really enjoyed it, loved doing TV. But I think when you I had the time over Christmas to kind of think about everything and think about what was the most important. And I think if you're going to make a career in TV, especially at that level, you've got to dedicate yourself to it. And I'm one of these people that I can't do things half empty. You know, I have to go in there and do it, and I have to be 100% committed. For me, it's important to go back to music and can focus on that because it's still so successful for me and people still want to hear my music, I think. So that's where I earn my most money. I've got to keep earning. But no, I mean, you know, listen, I love TV and I love music, but music's my main aim. So
yeah, because we were a bit concerned, weren't we? Because we read some stuff about you at the end of last year.
You got sometimes a bit of a kicking on the and I didn't like that. I wasn't happy about that.
Well, I think it was... Do you know what? Listen, it was never anything personal towards me. I think, really, unfortunately, the X Factor, you know, has this love-hate relationship with a lot of people. And, you know, it was just like as soon as you walked out on the stage, people want to take you down. And to be fair, before I make that stupid mistake... which was my own fault.
What mistake, Ollie?
What are we talking about? But before I made that mistake, everything was great. And it was just almost like everyone was waiting for something to happen on the show that year, where whether it be something that the judges say, whether it was something that happened with a contestant or something happened with the presenters. So as soon as that happened for me, it was kind of like all of a sudden it opened the gates for the press. And what annoyed us really on the show was, you know, there was a lot of tweets going out. But, you know, people genuinely just hate the show. I mean, literally be like, I hate the lights. I hate the way he walks. I hate the way that they went into the break. I hate the way that Simon said this. I hate the way that guy sings. It's like, why are you watching this show?
Why
don't you just ring your friends, get off the internet and go out? You clearly don't want to be watching TV on a Saturday night. So, but then I really found that a lot of the journalists and a lot of the online press were just picking up on like three or four people tweeting the show and saying this show's a disaster. And I actually think, in hindsight, I thought the show was great last year. I absolutely loved it and I'll 100% do it again.
Yeah,
I just think doing, for me personally, it was just doing both at the same time, music and TV. You know, like, you know, Caroline and Dermot and, you know, and Deck and all these guys, when they do a TV show, that's what they're doing for that whole time. You know, I'm trying to be a pop star and a singer and a TV presenter at the same time. It just doesn't work. So,
see, I love you, Ollie, because you've always been that stand-up guy. You've always been the approachable guy who just loves doing what you do. Mm. And we once shared a dressing room. You might not remember this. I was stalking you at the time. It was for the Fourth Awards
quite a few
years ago. And you and I were in the same dressing room. And I'd gone to the bathroom. And when I came out, I think tucking my dress into my knickers or something, you were in the dressing room. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And I was a bit of a fluster.
Well, I hope you tucked your knickers away first.
I was hoping, hang on a minute, it's a story here.
No, it wasn't. And you were so lovely. And you embraced me. And you gave me a wee cuddle. And it was just so really sweet. I just wish I'd washed
again,
my hands
I'm still
first.
Thinking about the knickers, Arlene.
There was a bit more to that story. But for people listening, unfortunately, we can't reveal the details.
No, but you've never changed. That's the thing. So what keeps you grounded?
No, I think that I just never got washed into this industry as much as other artists. I'm very lucky and grateful to be a singer and be able to sell records and travel the world. I mean, it's quite an amazing job. But I always say every time someone asks that question, you know, I came into this industry very late on. I mean, I know you'd be very surprised to know that I'm 32 years of age, right? because I look so young.
Yeah, me too.
But no, I came into this at 25. I was working in a call centre selling kitchens.
You were in the over 25s category, yeah, weren't you, when you were an
So I think for me, I came into the industry really grateful of this is like my last real chance of a successful career. You know, the only thing I'm really ever good at was singing and performing. So to be given that opportunity.
Whose phone was that? Was
I don't know.
That'll be Arlene's lawyers. don't mention the Knickers.
Or her husband. Or her husband's ringing in. Saying, hang on a minute. You didn't tell us about that story.
Lee, listen, talking about exposing parts that maybe you shouldn't have. You were on stage last weekend, Hyde Park in London.
Yes.
With Take That. And mm-hmm. I read that you did an over-enthusiastic knee slide and ripped your trousers.
Again.
Yeah, no, this is a common thing. I do apologise to my fans.
Ollie.
But this time, I don't know if you've been to a Take That show. They have this big round thing in the middle of the audience in this like little pit area, and the stage kind of goes round in a circle.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, it's like a little thrust. So at the end of this medley that I was doing, I thought it was getting to like the big crescendo part. So I say something on stage and I run. I just thought, I'm just going to run. So I decided to run really, really quick to get to the end of the thrust as the song ends. I run to the end and I just slide on my floor like I've just scored a goal. And as I've slid, I'm just right at the end. I got it right. My whole hands popped out. Boom. The whole crowd cheered. And I'm thinking, you know, when you're a kid and you slide and all of a sudden you, for a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds, it's fine. All of a sudden you can feel this burning sensation in your kneecaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just got this, oh, that really hurt. I looked down and I just got these big two holes each side of my jeans. I've ripped all the trousers open. And I've just got like two scabs.
Oh, so, on your knees.
Jeez, yeah, really attractive. I haven't done that for years.
Yeah, they'll be marked for years.
So the crowd loved it. It was funny. And that's just the way I roll, you know. I just give things with me is honestly, when I'm on stage and you're performing at that level and I'm so lucky to do that, I just want to give it everything. So I always just, whatever happens, happens, you know.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. You're our favourite pop star. There's no,
yeah, you are.
Very
kind.
We're not just saying that because you're here. It's genuinely true. It's Ollie Mars.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you,
Ollie. Thanks for coming in.